We'll move on to our last issue and petitions, number 12, paddlefish snagging.
So the last petition here, Madam Chair and Commissioners, is from Mr. Aaron Olson out of Sioux Falls. Again, as he mentioned in his comments to you in respect to this, whether he would like the opportunity or for us to consider opening up some paddlefish opportunities on Lewis and Clark. Right now, we do not have any paddlefish on Lewis and Clark. It's above and below. Staff did have some conversations about this. One of the key parts of this section of Missouri River that needs to be understood is that it is a boundary water, and a significant part of this stretch of Lewis and Clark is co-managed by us and Nebraska. And so when we talk about paddlefish in particular, where something is, again, a very fine-tuned management approach and allocation process, we work very closely with our neighboring states, and in this particular case, the state of Nebraska. We also do not, at this moment, have as much biological information available on what the paddlefish numbers are in that particular body of water. And based on some of those factors, as we visited about it with staff, there was some real reluctancy. Nebraska, when we did reach out to them, we made them aware that we did receive this petition. At this point in time, they would not be in favor of supporting additional paddlefish opportunities or providing opportunities, excuse me, in that particular stretch of the river. And that would be something, if we desire to go down that path, we would have to do some more collaborative work with them and figure out what would that look like, what would the allocation be, all those different pieces of information. It would also be important to talk to our tribal partners as well when you talk about that part of the state, and we haven't had those opportunities either. But there are concerns about what impact that may have on other paddlefish fisheries as a source of populations. And so at this time, we would recommend denial of this petition. I know this would be something that our staff will continue to keep their eye on. We're always looking for those opportunities, of unique opportunities, and paddlefish is one of those unique ones, right? But it's one that, again, causes us to use a scalpel approach because there's a lot of things to consider. And but this time, we believe it would be appropriate to deny this petition. That's our recommendation.
Any questions from the commissioners?
Tom, I have one. In a situation where our game, fish, and parks would put in place a change in rule on the river, a boundary water, but the other state maybe does not do that, how does that play out? How do they oversee that?
Madam Chair, we arm wrestle. I'm going to give you an example. I think it was 2 years ago, there was the desire to make some changes to catfish limits and a length limit on a particular size of fish. In particular, that was a boundary water in the Big Sioux with the state of Iowa. We went and had the conversation with Iowa about it. And in that particular example, they were in favor of it. They were supportive of it. But their process was set up almost complete opposite of our process in terms of timing, working through this commission body and what their rule process was. But we had the conversation. We both agreed this was the right approach to go. We were both in agreement on what it should look like. So what we did is we worked collaboratively with them, went exchanged information back and forth. We got on the same page. As they went through their process, we continued to update you as the commission through our process. They finalized their process because they were in agreement that we came back and finalized ours, so we were on the same page and could do the same thing on the same body of water. It does become challenging if one wants to do it and one doesn't, and you both move forward in your direction. It causes confusion. It causes regulatory complexity. And honestly, our law enforcement staff have some real challenges in front of them. Sometimes that happens, but we do our best to avoid it and try to find that collaborative approach that we're both on the same page.
All right, very good. Do we have any other questions? The recommendation is denial of the petition. We need a motion and a second.
Move to deny.
Moved by Commissioner Whitmire.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bartley. And all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? And the petition is denied. And that is it for the petition section, unless you have anything else, Director Christian.
Yes, Madam Chair. So based on the action that you took, none of the petitions move forward, so none will go into the rule promulgation process. But to finalize this, even though you took your action, based on the information that was shared with you, what the petitioner shared, and any conversations, we will draft up resolutions that will also require action by you for the denial purposes. So we will work on those tonight, get those drafted, and bring them back tomorrow morning for your final action on those as well.
All right, very good.